W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, where House investigators of the January 6th riot by supporters of then-President Donald Trump finished their public work this afternoon.
It's expected the House Select January 6th Committee at this final public business meeting will make a vote for a formal criminal referral against former President Trump. In their previous legal filings, they've already accused Trump of obstruction of an official proceeding. And though a referral is not binding on the Justice Department, the committee believes its 18-month investigation has given their opinion quite a bit of weight.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland. A Phoenix to Hawaii jetliner hit severe turbulence nearing Honolulu. 11 people aboard were seriously hurt. Honolulu Emergency Medical Services Director Jim Ireland.
We had some patients with lacerations, including to the head. Definitely bumps and bruises. A large number of people, somewhere around maybe 10 or so, were experienced nausea and vomiting.
In Canada, where these kinds of incidents are rare, 5 people were shot and killed in a condominium unit in a Toronto suburb. The gunman was killed by police. What can pre-holiday travelers expect weather-wise ahead of Christmas? Well, a blast of Arctic air over much of the country.
Looks like a very strong front passes through early to midweek. And the coldest air seems to get into the southeast Friday and Saturday. So that would be the 23rd and Christmas Eve.
David Roth is a forecaster with the Weather Prediction Center. Cold weather very much a factor now along the Texas-Mexican border, dealing with many migrants and more expected. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez on Face the Nation.
We're not even at the worst of it yet. Hundreds of people stuck in a small area is not good for everyone. What I also saw was people without socks and jackets. It's going to be, you know, in the teens later this week. So it's a very sad situation all the way around.
Argentina broke out in World Cup victory celebrations. France, not so much.
In the end, French fans who had gathered on a cold Champs-Élysées had to accept it just wasn't their day.
Yeah, of course, we're a bit, you know, disappointed, but super proud of the group, really.
35-year-old Messi and 23-year-old Mbappe are teammates at Paris Saint-Germain. But their showdown here was a dream for Qatar. It spent more than $200 billion hosting this tournament, while deflecting accusations of bribery, mistreatment of migrant workers who built its stadiums, and other human rights violations.
Correspondent Roxana Saberi. In Asia, a Thai Navy ship has sunk. Dozens of sailors who were on it are missing. Asian and Pacific financial markets closed lower. Europe opened up. U.S. market futures are pointing up, too. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna, from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha, from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance of scattered snow showers. Highs around 20. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight. Lows around 10 above. Cloudy skies tomorrow. High of 18. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight with another dusting Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 7 above.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, veteran war correspondent Phil Itner. He is in Kyiv, Ukraine. His Twitter handle is Philip Itner, PHILIPITTNER on Twitter. And he also has a YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/, well, I've got a... Phil, how do people find your YouTube channel? The one I've got here has all kinds of funny letters in it.
No, just search my name, Wen Allen Philip, two T's and Itner. It's all one word. If you want to throw in, Kiev or Lviv or Ukraine as a keynote keyword search, that'll probably help you. But you'll find it.
Okay.
Not that hard to find.
Okay. We created a channel, and I think it's youtube.com/Tom Hartman or Tom_Hartman, one or the other. Maybe you would want to.
Well, I'm an old fart broadcast news guy. So this used to be done by a team of professional engineers. I'm winging this one.
Okay.
So, I'll take that on board.
Yeah, if we can help in any way, let me know. So, Phil, how you're in Kyiv, Ukraine? I understand that your city was attacked by Russian missiles again this morning. You want to tell us what's up?
Yeah. Yeah, rude awakening, Tom. Around 8 o'clock this morning, a series of incoming missiles. Now, around the country, we had about 76, they're saying, 60 of which were stopped by Ukraine's air defenses. But some clearly did get through, including here in Kyiv. And the air raid siren went off. The Russians do like to attack in the early morning hours when you're kind of discombobulated. So I got out of bed, I grabbed my helmet, I grabbed my camera, because I'm, most folks were heading for the shelter, but it's, part of the responsibility I feel I have being here is to document this as best I can. Grabbed my helmet, grabbed my camera, was prepared, went to a secure part of my apartment where I'm an old San Franciscan, so I know the whole, get into a solid archway.
Mm-hmm.
Was away, if it had come within distance, I have balconies where I can shoot large vistas of the city, and that's on purpose. And indeed, we got a couple good solid booms. Seismic, I could feel the explosion, I could hear the explosion, I could hear anti-air defense systems going off. This was certainly one of the strongest attacks the Russians have conducted on Kyiv in quite some time. And knocked out huge sections of the power grid. I'm in a pretty secure location where the grid does tend to stay on better than a lot of other places. Of course, the villages and the towns around the country that don't have the luxury of being at the center of the country where there's a lot of infrastructure, well, they're going to be without power, water, heat for quite some time. This is, again, yet another deliberate attack by the Russians to try and demoralize, disenfranchise, to instill fear in the Ukrainian people. But I got to tell you, Tom, after the attacks, I went out, I took care of matters that needed taking care of, as we all do in our daily lives, and the people that I spoke to said it's less making them fearful and more making them angry. It's kind of a blitz mentality here, as I'm sure was similar in London during the attack by the Luftwaffe. It is achieving the opposite of its aims. The harder they hit, the more difficulty it causes for people in their daily lives. They don't get afraid. They don't get cowed. They're not afraid. They're not instilled with fear. They're instilled with anger.
Yeah, but there's
there's a resolve here.
Phil, there's a certain point at which you just can't go on. I mean, I last year, our home, where we live, our entire neighborhood lost electricity for about 2.5 days, and it froze our house. I mean, Louise and I were just, living in one room. We had no electricity, so we had no heat. We're dripping water so it wouldn't freeze. And we're basically just, living in one room with blankets on us and a little fireplace that, we ran out of wood in the first half a day. I mean, I can't imagine doing that for weeks or months. I mean, just 2 days was a real strain on us. How long will
Sadly
Ukrainians
enough.
Be able to hang out?
Well, let me answer that firstly by saying that nobody is living in a fantasy land. People are preparing. They're getting blankets. They're getting candles. They're getting power banks to run lights off of. They're getting canned foods. They're getting little butane burning or propane burning stoves that they can burn either on their balconies or in their courtyards. We're not living in fantasy land here. Mm-hmm. People are preparing for this because they know it's coming.
Right.
But I do want to say that we're nowhere near a place where the Ukrainians will break down. Mm-hmm. They're not. You haven't even scratched the surface at the resilience that the Ukrainian people are willing to persevere and have persevered for now 10 months. And they are still as strongly unified as that. I've been coming to this country for 21 years. I have never seen it like this, ever. They haven't even scratched the surface of how much that they are willing to put up with. Because, Tom, you have to understand, they know their enemy. Mm-hmm. They know the Russians very well, and they know the consequences of capitulation to their old imperial masters. They will never subject themselves to being a colonial vassal state. And ever again, I know people are saying they're just swapping one colonizer for another. They're swapping Moscow for Brussels or D.C. Well, then they don't know the Ukrainian people. And the resolve here to be independent for the first time in hundreds of years, something they have aspired to since the Mongols basically overran this place, centuries ago. This is their opportunity for true self-determination and for a future that they get to decide for themselves. Their children can speak Ukrainian, they can study Ukrainian history, and more importantly than anything else, they can chart their own path. And so they are willing to put up with so much. They don't like it. I don't like it. I am not comfortable. I am not enjoying myself here. But it is important, I feel, that I be here and stand with them because I love this country as much as I do. But I can tell you from speaking to my Ukrainian friends, they're ready to put up with an awful lot more. Not that they want to, but they will,
right?
Because it's about freedom.
I totally get it. I'm curious, Phil, there are people both on the far right and the far left here in the United States who are running around saying, hey, just let's negotiate with Putin and just, give him what he wants and, or whatever. America shouldn't be involved in this. This is just to make money for the military industrial complex. We hear these kind of screechy things. But I'm wondering how widely known it is in Ukraine about the consequences of Russian occupation. I'm thinking of the cities that Russia occupied early in this war, that Ukraine recovered, and then when they went into these cities, they found that the women in these cities, down to girls 7, 8 years old, had been systematically raped by the Russian soldiers as a weapon of war, that homes had been destroyed as a weapon of war, that people had been tortured with electricity and red hot pokers and things, sexually tortured, physically tortured, and the executions, the people who had been friends of the government, as it were, who even had a Ukrainian flag, were had their hands tied behind their back and were shot in the back of the head and put in mass graves. How widely is that known across Ukraine?
Where to start with an answer to that, Tom?
Oh, we have about two minutes here, Phil.
Okay, the Ukrainians know their enemy better than anybody. They have a history with the Russians. If anybody understands the cruelty and the capacity for cruelty of the Russian armed forces, it's the Ukrainians. You have to understand this is a country that was purposefully starved to death in the early part of the 20th century, where some estimates say they lost 7 million people through starvation, purposely imposed upon them by Stalin. They went through the Second World War. As much as the Russians like to crow about their activities during the Second World War, it was the Soviet Union that was invaded by the Germans, and no more so than here and in neighboring Belarus. They know what it is to suffer and to be persecuted and to have their people killed in the hundreds, if not millions. So they know their enemy. They know the cruelty and the potential for cruelty of the Russian people. And it's another reason why they're so resilient. They know what's out there, what's coming. And it is hard to say in the season of peace and goodwill towards men, they are intolerant of Russian occupation. They will not put up with it. They're done being colonized. They're done being oppressed. So they are aware of the cruelty. And instead of being afraid of it, or instead of saying, oh, we have to capitulate, quite the contrary, it drives them on to understand that they have to be free of the boot that's been on their neck for centuries. And that's what this fight is about. Don't let the Russians gaslight you into thinking this is about NATO. Don't let the Russians gaslight you into thinking this is something about Nazism. I've lived here. I'm here now. There may be Nazis, but there are as many Nazis here as there are in so many different nations, including the United States or in Russia. It doesn't mean that they should carpet bomb or rape or pillage this country because there's supposed Nazis here. The Ukrainians are resolved. They know what they're up against. They know the threat, and we hear these terrible stories out of occupied Ukraine. They're not going to let it happen. So they will. They won't
forgive the interruption.
Anybody.
We have just 30 seconds to a hard break here.
Yes.
I got an email this morning from a group purporting to bring electricity, portable generators and things into Ukraine, and I was really tempted to send them some money. How can people who are listening right now best help Ukraine?
Erwin, here's a good one that I am personally connected to. Erwin Redliner, Dr. Erwin Redliner has the Ukrainian Action Assistance Program. If you just Google Erwin Redliner, it'll bring you to stuff. I know people who work with him. It's a good organization.
How do you spell his last name?
R-E-D-L-E-N-E-R.
Okay. R-E-D-L-E-N-E-R.
The Ukrainian Action.
I got it. I'll track it down, Phil, and I'll tell people about it. Phil Itner,
We're still here, Tom.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for showing up, and great talking to you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. Talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions
options will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and Paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, how big business destroyed the American dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Our dogs love it. Dr. Marty's been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped so many countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you up to 54% off on Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom. That's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text THOM to 511-511 today or go to drmartypets.com. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Stop, dot, dot. 24 minutes past the hour. A bunch of other things here I wanted to share with you real quickly. Down in Georgia, The Georgia runoff system was created in the 1970s by Gene Talmadge to break what he referred to as block voting by black people. Of course, it wasn't block voting. It was simply people showing up to vote, right? and it worked for them for quite a while. From 1992 to 2015, there were 8 runoffs in which Republicans won 7 of them. And there was a shift in the favor of Republicans in 6 out of those 7. So this system actually helped Republicans get, you know, their people elected. But since 2015, or since 2018, there have been 6 runoffs since 2018, and Democrats have won 4. In other words, the system's no longer working. So Brad Raffensperger is saying, and Governor Brian Kemp are saying, we need to come up with something different. We need to change our election system to make, you know, we need to figure out another way to stop the black vote. How do we do this? And Raffensperger actually is, you know, pushing some changes that are not totally nuts. He's saying that we should expand early voting locations to reduce wait times in large counties. That's a good thing. And he's also saying that we should go with ranked choice voting rather than runoff primaries, which is a good thing. I'm kind of scratching my head here. I think the reality is that the Georgia legislature will never do it. Maybe that's why Raffensperger feels that he can safely promote things that would actually help elections. But, you know, who knows? So, you know, we'll see how that. But keep an eye on that story. It's a fascinating one. Also, the House of Representatives yesterday passed a bill that would allow for a binding plebiscite or a binding vote in Puerto Rico about whether they want to become a state. Louise and I, for our 50th wedding anniversary, were in Puerto Rico for a couple of days and had a couple of conversations with Puerto Ricans. One of them, a taxi driver, actually, who was one of the chattiest people, and he said the opposition within Puerto Rico to statehood is because Puerto Ricans get federal benefits right now. They're they qualify for things like Social Security and other benefits, or many, many benefits. I'm not sure about Social Security, but he said they get many federal benefits, but they don't pay federal income taxes. And if they become a state, they're going to have to start paying federal income taxes. So, but the last plebiscite had 52% of Puerto Ricans saying, yes, we want statehood. So we'll see where this goes. The problem, of course, allowing for just, this is just for a binding vote, right? Allowing for this, it now goes to the Senate, where it will be hit with a Republican filibuster, and which means that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema would have to say, yes, we're going to vote to get around the filibuster. Is that going to happen? I'm skeptical.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And I've got to tell you about the latest on Donald Trump's NFT scam, and I'll pick up your phone calls right after this break. Stick around. The holidays are here, and we're savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. Louise and I made the hoisin sweet potato and mushroom bowls with ginger rice.
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny.
The Johnson Wax program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
Craft Music Hall with Bing Crosby and his distinguished guests for this Christmas Eve.
Be our guests for the WFHR tradition of 30 hours of Christmas. Starting at noon on Christmas Eve, enjoy 30 hours of old-time radio, classic Christmas music, and special broadcasts of the Sunshine Polka Show, Seth Faces the Music, and Director's Cut. Exclusively on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, it's a Merry Christmas from all of us at WFHR, locally grown radio.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate.
I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at SeizeTheAwkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance of scattered snow showers. Highs around 20. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight. Lows around 10 above. Cloudy skies tomorrow. High of 18. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight with another dusting Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 7 above.
And how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Guys, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. with silky soft, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively at Pajamagram. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and touch of these pajamas is so seductive that you'll both love the feel of them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas. I have no doubt that she'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all. These sound pretty exciting to me. Order today, and Pajamagram will include a free naturally nude nightie. That's a $75 savings on a best-selling holiday gift. Plus, Pajamagram does the gift wrapping for you. Well, this is perfect. You need to order today because last year they sold out before Christmas. So here's what you do. Go to Pajamagram.com right now. That's Pajamagram right now to order the naturally nude pajamas, and they will include a free naturally nude nightie. And tell them Tom Hartman sent you. Pajamagram.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Oh, man. One last story here that I wanted to share with you on this second hour here. Baked Alaska is one of the January 6th rioters. He's actually a real guy. His name is Anthem Joseph Gionet, or Gionet. And he's a white nationalist. He was busted on January 6th. He bear sprayed a cop and, you know, the whole thing, right? And he pleaded guilty to assaulting a guard. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail. He's waiting time to go to jail. And 4 days ago, his Twitter account was reinstated on Twitter. And so he tweeted, quote, "I can't believe I'm going to jail for an NFT salesman." Right. Well, this is apparently a sentiment that is echoing around the right wing. This is absolutely fascinating. The Writing, R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G-T-H-E, writing.com is the website, thewriting.com. You know, they probably, Howard Sobel reads all the right-wing websites, so you don't have to. And then he summarizes it in this daily newsletter, top headlines from the far right for the rest of us. And the American Conservative, the headline, "Trump Immigrates to Clown World." This is not good news for Donald Trump. The New York Post, "Don't give any money to con artist Trump." American Thinker, "Is there a brilliant ulterior motive behind Trump's baseball card fundraiser? It's entirely possible that Trump is trying to circumvent the net left's nasty habit of doxing." No, it's just another grift. Oh, man. And then it gets weird. Right. Elon Musk explains media suspension, but screeching lib hypocrites can't take it. The Proud Boys plan to protest Jacksonville drag queen show. Dem Congresswoman Katie Porter claims pedophilia is not a crime. By the way, that's absolutely not true. That's from Big League Politics. It's not what she said. This is all over the right wing. They took a quote of hers out of context, deleted a couple of words, and completely changed its meaning. So, you know, what can you say? Anyway, I'm picking up your phone calls here. George in Chicago. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, George, I need you to get your mouth closer to your microphone. What's up?
Okay, I'm there. First of all, happy holidays and season's greetings to you and Louise and everybody in the Hartman organization.
Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you, and especially Joyce, who answers the phone. She is always kind and lovely and helpful.
She is.
One quick remark before I get to my point. Well, the other day when you were talking about falling asleep on a transistor radio when you were a kid,
mm-hmm.
My dad was a radio man in World War II, and he kept an interest in things radio afterwards. I can remember when I was little that he would go to the giant Allied radio warehouse in Chicago for parts and
kits. I remember Allied.
There you go. It later morphed into Radio Shack.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah, Allied used to have all kinds of stuff. In fact, when I was a little kid, I mean, you know, in the late 50s, early 60s, my recollection is that they were selling a lot of World War II surplus stuff, too.
Oh, yeah, and it was an amazing place. It was huge and endless bins and drawers and shelves of parts and kits and all kinds of stuff. And he built, among other things, a shortwave radio that he would listen to Morse code broadcasts and write down the message, usually weather. Amazing how skilled he still was, even 10 or 15 years after the war.
Yeah.
He built a Morse teaching set so that he could teach my brother, the younger brother and I, how to do Morse. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like a key and a buzzer, essentially.
Right.
And
can you still copy Morse code, George?
Not like I used to.
Yeah.
I'd say probably maybe a third of the alphabet at most.
Yeah, I got as high, you know, I was at 20 words a minute to get my general ticket back, you know, in 1960, whatever it was, 65, 64, I think it was. And when I just renewed my license, I picked up code again, and I'm up to about 5 words a minute. So if anybody's listening who's a licensed amateur radio operator who would like to meet me on 40 meters in the CW part of the band on some weekend for 10 minutes, who can tolerate, you know, a poorly done 5 word a minute CW, Morse code, let me know, you know, drop me a note. Anyhow, George, what'd you call about?
Yeah. And I'm sure your touch on the key is very distinctive.
It's very clumsy.
Yeah. But the thing that he built for me and my younger brother was a crystal radio set. And he added the variation of, instead of having the band of metal that you moved back and forth across.
Right, variable capacitor, variable condenser, yeah.
Yeah. He put a tuner switch on. And so we would pop on the headphones and just be amazed about the stations we could pull in, especially at night after the sun went down.
Yep.
From far away.
Yep.
And we would often fall asleep with the headphones on. Of course, it could only be one of us at a time.
Yeah.
Usually when our favorite team, the Chicago White Sox, is playing a night game on the West Coast.
There you go.
And then if our dad was around in the morning, he'd tease us and ask us, "Do you have hot ears this morning, boys?"
That's great. That's great.
Anyway, but the political thing I wanted to make point is this: I'm a proud blue stater from Illinois. This is the land of Lincoln, and right now the state is pursuing the kind of progressive policies that Lincoln would approve of. First, it was about between two and 3 months ago, the state legislature passed a law, which Governor Pritzker signed, that will mandate that all students in primary and secondary schools, beginning, I think, with next school year, will take a course in critical thinking that will enable them to analyze the news and advertising and propaganda and political speech and such. First state in the union to do that.
Wow, starting at what grade?
I wish I could tell you. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but still, that's a huge deal. That's wonderful.
Yes. By the time every public school student graduates from high school, they will have had this kind of instruction, and that's two thumbs up, all to the good. Secondly, as you probably know, we passed an amendment to the state constitution, the Workers' Rights Amendment, which guarantees the rights of working people in this state to organize, form unions, to bargain collectively. It supersedes a lot of federal law in this state. So we'll probably be getting rid of a lot of so-called right-to-work non-union shops over the next few years. And the last thing is currently being debated in the legislature, which will pass and the governor will sign, is a ban on assault weapons in the state of Illinois, raising the age limit to buy a gun to 21, and outlawing all gigantic magazines.
Wow! Yeah,
so
we just outlawed those big magazines here in Logan, and they're tied up in court right now.
So, but I Illinois catches a lot of flack from the right wing, but we keep moving on and doing the right thing for the people here.
Good on you, George. Good on Illinois, George. Thanks for the call, and thanks
You're
for
welcome.
The trip down memory lane, Charles in Santa Monica. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how are you? Happy holidays.
Thank you. Back at
you. I'd like to return to the question of how we go beyond our tribal identities to find a common identity that is going to get us out of the soup here. because,
Or find less toxic tribal identities, because I think you could say Democratic and Republican are also tribal identities. And there was a period of time, certainly most of my lifetime, where Democrats and Republicans were not at each other's throats. They were, they thought each other were, wrong, but they weren't at each other's throats, and they weren't trying to shoot up power stations, and they weren't trying to steal elections and things like that. So, anyhow, back to you.
Yeah. A friend of mine challenged me one time, who's an atheist, and he was thinking that I wasn't or whatever. And he said, I responded to him thus. I say, some people say to me, God exists. Right, he said. And some people say to me, God doesn't exist. Right. And I say, what the hell are you talking about? The point being that to escape all these ideas, all these pictures that we create in our minds about reality, we do have another source. That is our own experience of existence, not through our senses. And I think that, you have experienced that yourself, too. So this is where I feel we're going to find that we have a vast commonality once we touch on that. And it's just a question of how do we get people to turn in that direction?
That spiritual experience of, that's what you're talking about? Yeah. What people experience when they walk out at night on a crystal clear night and look up at the sky, at the stars, and go, wow.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not a scientific formula, and it's not a religious idea. It's real.
I agree, and I have been of the opinion since the 1960s, when, as a teenager, I tried psychedelic drugs, that the main reason why so many cultures and politicians are so opposed to people using psychedelics is that it gives people an independent sense of the divine outside of the control of a church or a system. My experience with those substances has altered my life. I mean, ever since then, there's been absolutely no doubt in my mind that there is something much, much larger than I am, that is literally the entire universe, that is conscious, that I am part of, and that I will be part of when I'm long gone, when this body is long gone. There's no doubt in my mind. We can debate all day long the unique qualities of that, or what it is, or how our anthropomorphization of it, forgive my mangling a word, alters our understanding of it, or even if it's meaningful or useless or whatever. I mean, we can talk about religion all day long, but this essential spiritual experience is one that is available to all people. And frankly, I think it makes people into rebels is the wrong word, but it causes people to in many ways just kind of wake up, and So I'm with you, Charles. I think that building a common humanity around what Jefferson called nature's God in the Declaration of Independence is a solid place to start. Do you have any ideas how to make it happen?
Yeah, well, I write about this at laprogressive.org, but I think this is the answer to the backlash to CRT, critical race theory, and the whole race debate. It's obvious that
just see the
people
essential
are clinging to their outmoded identities.
Right, see the essential divinity in all of us. Charles, thank you for the call. We'll be right back. It's 48 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And I'll be right back with more of your calls. It's Tom Hartman here with you, fair and only slightly unbalanced. Have you been naughty or nice this year? You might fool Santa, but you can't fool your internet provider. They've seen all your late-night naughty searches this year. But your business is yours. So this holiday season, gift yourself the gift of privacy with ExpressVPN. guess what? Private mode doesn't keep your activity private. Your internet provider can see all the websites you've clicked on. They even know how much time you've spent on each of them, and they've likely sold it to advertisers. But with ExpressVPN, all your traffic gets rerouted through an encrypted server, so all your browsing activity stays between you and God. ExpressVPN's app works on all your devices, and best of all, it's super easy to use. Just tap one button to turn it on, and you're instantly protected. So take yourself off the naughty list this year with the number one rated VPN, ExpressVPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom and get 3 extra months for free. ExpressVPN.com/THOM for 3 months free on a 1-year package. ExpressVPN.com/Tom.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The holidays are here, and Louise and I are savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply adds some seasonal flavor to our weeknight dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether it's hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Kids love getting in on the action too, the cooking action, and because of all the quality ingredients arriving pre-portioned, it's easy enough for them to help. Plus, with over 35 different weekly recipes, we just love the choices. Some of them are spectacular to choose from. There's always something new to try and love. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom18 and use that code Tom18, and I can get you 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom18, T-H-O-M-1-8, for 18 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom18. 54 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Scott in Sarasota, Florida. Hey, Scott. What's up,
buddy? Hey, Tom. I'm down here in the epicenter of right-wing lunacy. You know, this is the home of Michael Flynn and the Hollow. You've heard about that, I'm sure, right?
I have heard about Michael
Flynn. Trump is still president, and, well, they've got a place. He lives here in Sarasota County, and they have a place called The Hollow, and that's where Trump is my president and Jesus is my Lord. And they've got their own gun range, and they gather, and, you know, this is the home
of... Is this like a neighborhood or a condo association?
No, it's a... I would describe it as kind of like a ranch. And then where they gather and they, you know, they do what they do.
Yeah.
But the,
exactly.
And the scary, one of the scary things I wanted to bring up was the QAnoners have literally taken over the public school board. And they were elected, you know, through a lot of dark money. Ron DeSantis was a huge backer, which he did for school boards all over the state. And so, you know, they all ran together got elected. And the first thing they did was motion to fire the superintendent, who was very, very highly rated. And this is... you know, all backed by Moms for Liberty. You've heard of them.
Yeah, this is this right-wing group that's financed by right-wing billionaires, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're the ones, basically, that took over the school board, and we call them the Wives of Gilead. They're just very scary people. Okay.
We have a half a minute, Scott, for you to get right to the point.
My point is, it's just something I think we need to be paying attention to because it's happening all over the country. They fired a conservative Republican that was doing a fantastic job because little Billy had to wear a mask to school. So, so it's just something that I wanted to bring to people's attention because that's how they're... I mean, they go on Steve Bannon's show and brag about the disruption. They're trying to destroy public education, and I would not be surprised to see the damage that they're going to be doing.
Yeah, I'm guessing that probably DeSantis in Florida will be the next state to follow Doug Ducey from Arizona in making vouchers available to every single student in the state as a, you know, final way to try to destroy public education. Scott, thank you for the call. Grim stuff. You know, the Nazis had their own bizarre religion. I think we need to take this more seriously. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1580.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think
my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to pva.org today.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.